If you've ever been over to the Stained Glass Theater, you've had the opportunity to see Footlighters, a local theater group that specializes in doing musicals. This year, they're starting off their season with a production of Hair. Joining me is Dave Radke of Footlighters. Welcome, Dave.
Oh, thank you. Glad to be here.
Hair, of course, is a perennial favorite. A lot of people like it. It's groovy. Who all is involved with this production over at Footlighters?
Well, Hair is it's a great show, obviously. It's a 50-year-old show, and people are still loving it today. So most of the people that are on stage for this production are brand new to the Footlighters. We sort of have tapped into a whole new actor market for this one.
And you're leading the charge on this show.
I am president of Footlighters. The show is actually being directed by a husband and wife team, Jared and Jen Ryan.
And, of course, in addition to a directing team, you also have to have a choreographer, a music director?
We have wonderful people in both those situations. Jules Shoemate is the choreographer. She's done lots of work with us, and I think everyone's going to love her choreography in this one. Alan Masters is our vocal director, so he's taking care of all the singing.
Now, Hair is a fairly sizable cast. Well, you say you've brought a lot of new people in and all that. Do you think they were drawn in by the show itself or?
I do. I think the show has a big draw for actors. They are all bonding like I've never seen a cast bond before. So they're having a great time doing the show.
Of course, one of the big questions that always comes up with regards to Hair is when it was originally produced, there's a number that involves a great deal of shall we say, skin. Is Footlighters going to work around that, or is that something that is going to be embraced?
Yeah, we are actually working around that a bit. Being in Newport, we technically couldn't do nudity if we wanted to. We did the show The Full Monty a few years back, and the city actually even touched base with us just to make sure we weren't going to do any nudity in that. So, no, there's no actual nudity. I will say there's very scantily clad people, but everything's covered that needs to be covered.
You still get the sensation.
We definitely get the sensation that they are possibly next to being nude.
There you go. So there are a lot of songs that people will recognize. Aquarius and
Good Morning Starshine.
Thank you.
Big one, yes.
So when you all are approaching these songs, are you looking at trying to contemporize, or are you going to try and go for that 60s vibe?
Yeah, we're not trying to contemporize at all. We're definitely having a very 60s vibe with this entire production. But we're also trying to make it our own. We're not trying to mimic any previous productions or any previous recordings of these songs that people, they're really iconic in a lot of ways. So we're trying to make it our own.
Now, in the past, the production has taken on sort of a life of audience interaction and kind of getting everybody to kind of get into the groove of things. Is that something that Footlighters is going to be striving for?
Yeah, we're definitely trying to immerse our audience. I think it'll be a big shock for some of our standard patrons, but yeah, some of those cast members will be out in the audience, probably maybe trying to dance with a person or two every now and then.
When you decide on the musicals that you're going to produce, what process does that go through?
We have a whole play selection committee who sort of reviews scripts that are being submitted to us. We also look at previous seasons. So last season, we did Jesus Christ Superstar, which was a huge success for us. So we thought, well, maybe we should try another sort of rock opera-ish. So this sort of stemmed from the success of that show, so we're giving it another try.
What are some of the other shows that are coming up this season the committee selected?
Well, we're very excited. Actually, after Hair, we have our straight show is called Play On, which is a comedy about a bunch of hapless actors trying to put on a show against all odds. In February, we do Sideshow, which is based on a true story about Siamese twins discovered in a carnival sideshow who made it big on the vaudeville stage. And then in May, we wrap up our season with Elvis Presley's All Shook Up, which sort of takes all the music of Elvis Presley and wraps it up into a whole new story.
And that's one of the things that Footlighters usually tries to do is give a variety of styles and stories.
Exactly. I think we have a great mix. There's something that'll make everyone happy in our season.
You mentioned that Hair is 50 years old. So a lot of the people who were around watching it or performing it in the early days are now well into their 70s and 80s. Do you anticipate having some people coming in that age range and reminiscing about the time?
I actually do. I've taken a couple ticket calls from people who are well into their 60s and 70s who say this is their favorite show ever. And it kind of shocks me sometime going, oh, wow, you don't hear that too often. But I think they're going to come and reminisce a bit back to the 60s.
Well, I would like to thank this evening's guest, Dave Radke, president of Footlighters. Thank you so much for joining us, Dave.
Oh, thank you for having me.
For more information about Footlighters' production of Hair, running September 8th through the 24th at the Stained Glass Theater at the intersection of York and 8th Streets, Newport, Kentucky, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.